Welcome, everybody, to your finally Friday edition of the Pinpoint Podcast. It's a milestone edition with a couple of announcements. We'll get to that here in just a little bit. But first, Statistics with Shell.
In the words of the great poet Christopher Jackson, playing George Washington in the great musical Hamilton, one last time, sit down, have a drink with me. Unless it's like 8 a.m, then maybe make it a coffee, if you will. Don't let me tell you how to live your life. Let me finish out our statistics with Shell with just maybe some personal stats, if you'll afford me the time. We sat down and we figured it out. I started working here in October of 2009. So over that time, that is roughly 3,800 or so forecasts that I have made for the Brazos Valley, give or take a few. Since 2009, there's also been a lot of changes in the Pinpoint Weather Center in terms of the meteorologists that have served the Brazos Valley. I've had the opportunity to work with 15 different meteorologists at my time here at KBTX. And that's just the on-air ones. That doesn't count the many interns that have come through here as well. And somebody asked me on Twitter a couple days ago to talk about maybe the most impactful and memorable weather events that have happened in my time here at KBTX. And I got to say, the number one event is going to hands down always be the Texas 2021 freeze. Other significant weather events, the Wheeler Ridge tornado and the subsequent flooding that happened across the Brazos Valley that day, Hurricane Harvey, the tornado that touched down and went through portions of the city of Franklin, the 2021 big hail event that happened in Bryan and College Station on the same day that a big event was happening on the west side of town. That one was a masterclass of just how unruly the atmosphere can be when it's given the chance. And since we're sitting on the theme of weather events that make you humble, remember that big 5-inch snow that fell on December 9th that we only expected flurries? That one was wild. That one may be one of my favorite weather events around here. I do think it will always be interesting, the night of the tornado that went through Madisonville and then up into Houston County as well. That tornado, when it was on the ground and then just jumped over Bryan and College Station, that was a big night that a lot of people will remember, even though the tornado didn't even come through town. And of course, the summers, 2022, 2023, those were big time heat. Historic heat, one that we could see a repeat of again this year. Those summers specifically, but all these weather events is the reason that I am stepping outside of your TV, out of your podcast machine here to go better the science of weather and climate. I do appreciate all the time we had together, and I've loved my time here on the Pinpoint Podcast, and I appreciate every single one of you for listening, be it every day or every couple of days, but just know that it has meant the world to Max, Kaylee, and myself.
You know, over the years, we have taken pride in the fact that we try to reach folks on as many mediums as possible. And the Pinpoint Podcast is one of those mediums that we've been really excited to be able to bring you for the past almost 2 years. While this is the last edition officially of the Pinpoint Podcast, I do want to say that we have some new things in the future for you. Still providing the forecast and some of the information you need before you get your day started, or while you're out on your day already, while also hoping to expand on why the weather does what it does, and hopefully talking to some pretty cool people while we're at it. More announcements to be made in the not-too-distant future, but for now, I just want to say thanks. And, of course, thanks to the Chief. We appreciate you, Shell, and we'll miss you as much as we possibly can for someone who still lives about a 2-minute drive from where I'm standing right now. Thanks for being a mentor, a friend, and an example of exemplary leadership. I don't take this new role lightly. Like you always say, I'll try not to squander it. That's all for the Pinpoint Podcast. We'll see you again soon.